I came when I was invited.
King arrived early in order to greet worshippers, and then he removed his shoes and sat in a folding chair to listen to a sermon about managing the blessing of diversity. The mosque was much more crowded than usual, so many worshippers had to lay out carpets in the parking lot in order to pray. After the sermon, the mosque's president introduced King as someone who said in 1984 that he supported the Irish Republican Army and that yesterday's terrorists can become today's heroes. King grimaced during this, but then he took the microphone and said that the overwhelming majority of Muslims are good people, but that there should be increased surveillance on Muslims because supporters of al-Qaeda are Muslims. He equated it to surveilling Italian Americans in order to hunt the mafia. As King left, he was surrounded by men and boys wanting to shake his hand and take selfies with the congressmen. King appeared to enjoy the experience.
By the way, you know, if there's one thing I can say, which I should have mentioned, anyone who needs any assistance from my office, especially with any type of passports, or if any of you, and this is a reality of the world we live in, who end up on some kind of a watch list, let us know. We've gotten any number of people off the watch list who didn't deserve to be on there, so...
Several congregants asked polite questions, ranging from his foreign policy views to his position on making college more affordable. King ate lunch with a dozen worshippers and accepted a follow-up invitation to hold a town hall. Charles Lane, WSHU News.